It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, February 5th. I'm Patricia Naft. A bill that seeks to give grants to schools for alternative energy projects will be taken up by a state Senate committee next week. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
A federally funded program that started in 2007 gave grants to public schools for wind energy projects. In Colorado, 16 schools took advantage of it. The money for that program has since dried up, but a bill introduced by Democratic State Senator Carrie Donovan of District 5 seeks to revive it. Donovan says her bill would broaden the program to include other forms of alternative energy.
We can work with schools to provide grants for them to install renewable energies at their schools to provide not only exposure and educational opportunities about alternative energies, but hopefully also to help schools that are facing ever-tightening budgets defray the energy costs a little bit.
Donovan says the Colorado Energy Office would oversee the program.
The grants would not exceed $15,000, and they would be required for a school to partner with other people in the community and provide some matching funds.
The state Senate Agricultural, Natural Resources, and Energy Committee is set to vote on the bill next week. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Senator Donovan isn't the only one looking into energy. Republican State Representative Don Corum, who represents Montrose, San Miguel, and Dolores counties, is trying to secure tax credits for low-income families that implement some energy-saving efficiencies in their homes. House Bill 1132 would make it easier and cheaper for people to update insulation, appliances, and more. Corum says it's pretty straightforward.
I think it's common sense. If we can actually reduce our demand for energy, I think that's something that is important. Energy and energy production, we have a finite amount of energy, I think, that we can use. And if we can use these programs to reduce the cost to the homeowner, why not?
The bill is still in committee. The San Miguel Power Association is also offering credits for their customers who do what they can to cut consumption. Brad Zaporsky is with the SMPA and says that there are a lot of options.
We've got our Energy Star appliance rebates, and those are done in partnership with our power supplier, Tri-State. And they range from $80 to $60 for buying, installing, and retiring an old, inefficient appliance. We've got several different lighting incentives, energy efficient lighting incentives, and we're actually pretty progressive in terms of how we do our lighting incentives. We have several different LED lighting incentives, that some of which I think we were among the first cooperatives in the country to be offering for the new LED lamps and fixtures. We've also got a pretty aggressive weatherization rebate, where if you go through weatherization in your house, things like getting an energy audit and then, taking the findings from that audit and implementing them, whether it be that you need new or better insulation, we'll give you up to $1,000 back.
He says that in 2013, these incentive programs saved about 381,000 kilowatt hours from being used. The community produced over 2 million kilowatt hours. Governor John Hickenlooper spoke in support of Fort Carson Tuesday at a listening session in Colorado Springs. As KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, the forum comes as the Army looks to reduce its numbers of active duty soldiers by at least 40,000.
The reductions could impact up to 16,000 personnel at Fort Carson. The listening session was one of 30 being held across Army bases, aimed at providing input to the Pentagon before any decisions are made. Governor Hickenlooper said Colorado has a long, proud history with the military and provides training and support that is unique.
Our identity, our brand here, is a place where from the beginning, forever, we take care of the people that serve this country in uniform.
The four-hour-long forum drew civic and community leaders from throughout southern Colorado as part of a formal presentation on what the Mountain Post means to the area and what the region provides in support. The forum also drew some protesters and critics who voiced opposition on topics ranging from Fort Carson's controversial Peñon Canyon maneuver site southeast of Pueblo to Army aviation practices at the base. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
State health officials say there are still a lot of unknowns when it comes to the health impacts of recreational and medical marijuana use. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
A retail marijuana advisory panel made up of physicians, toxicologists, and epidemiologists has spent the last several months reading the scientific research on marijuana and its health impacts. Mike Van Dyke is with the health department. He also chaired the panel.
We're still definitely infancy stage, and we collected all the data that we had available right now, but that wasn't a lot of data, and we're waiting for a lot more data to come in 2015.
The final report says more research is needed on impairment for people who've developed tolerance and the health impacts between regular and less frequent marijuana users. The panel also says there's substantial evidence that suggests teenage pot users are more likely to become addicted to illicit drugs later in life. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Thanks to federal and local efforts, a man was arrested with a massive collection of child pornography. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
An arrest was made in Mesa County on the charges of child pornography. Cisco Gaglione of Clifton is accused of having over 5,000 images of children being sexually assaulted. This is Heather Benjamin with the Mesa County Sheriff's Department.
There's a sort of a federal law enforcement group that oversees and works with local law enforcement. It's called Internet Crimes Against Children, or what we call as ICAC. That group conducts different investigations across the country and tracking IP addresses when they are able to find someone who is downloading child pornography. So when that occurs, in this case, they came up with an IP address and an Internet company bill that matched an address in Clifton. So eventually that case was transferred to our agency because of jurisdiction. The investigator suspected that there were far more than 5,000 images that were possibly child pornography. When he reached 100 pornographic images of children under 12 years old, that based on his experience he could articulate they were under 12 years old, he was able to get a signed warrant from a judge, and patrol arrested the suspect within about 15 or 20 minutes of that warrant being issued.
Gaglione is in jail with a bond of $25,000 cash. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And finally, Mesa County Sheriff's Office was also involved in an arrest of a 13-year-old girl. She is accused of taking prescription medication from her grandmother, including Percocet and morphine, and distributing it to her classmates again. She is currently in a juvenile facility and is facing felony charges. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Joanna. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.